That's the sound of an underground water leak. And it's contributing to the billions of gallons of water that are lost each year in Colorado through leaks. Data compiled by the Environmental Protection Agency shows that, on average, utilities around the country lose around 16% of their water to leaks, resulting in over 2 trillion gallons of water being lost nationwide every year. Denver Water spokesperson Stacy Chesney says the cost of water loss, compounded with the threat of water scarcity and rapid population growth in the West, is motivating Denver Water to aggressively combat water leaks.
So since 2012, Denver Water leak detection employees have surveyed more than 4,600 miles of pipe and pinpointed more than 1,100 leaks within our system. And fixing all those leaks saved an estimated 138 million gallons of water.
But to stop a water leak, it must be found. And that's where technicians like Chris Garcia come in.
I do enjoy finding the leak. It's like, it's exciting.
If a leak happens in a water main at someone's home, the property owner is responsible. But Denver Water is responsible for repairing leaks on its water meters and water mains, which run for thousands of miles underneath the city. Technicians like Garcia gather data over 3 days before repairs begin. Garcia lowers a metal rod into a hole in the middle of a Denver street. The data logger will capture 3 days' worth of information and will help Garcia identify unusual sound frequencies that might signal a leaky pipe. Once it has been confirmed there's a leak in the area, more data is gathered through magnetic transducers that are placed on pipes or valves. They will send frequencies to a computer, which then helps the crew narrow down the leak's location on the pipe.
This morning I was out there processing these data loggers, so they tell me there's a leak in this area that we're going to be doing this morning. We have a correlator that will tell us where the leak is exactly, or pinpointed to a certain degree, and then we'll go and listen.
After moving the equipment down the street to the next opening, Chris found what he was looking for.
I could bet money on this one. And this is picking up 100 times better than your regular ear. But see how loud this one is, though? I mean, it's really loud.
Not all water providers in Colorado have their own leak detection unit. That's where the private sector comes in. Brian Clark, owner of Colorado Underground Detection, works with utilities and has seen firsthand how the aging infrastructure is contributing to the leaks. The majority of water system pipes in the state are over a century old, deteriorating further by the day.
This is the reason why I moved to the Denver area to do leak detection. In accordance with the EPA website, there were, I think, 822,000 homes built between 1920 and 1960. Well, that's my market. Those are the pipes that are going to leak.
This year, the American Society of Civil Engineers gave the country's water infrastructure a D rating. The EPA is estimating $600 billion will be needed over the next 20 years to upgrade dilapidated water systems. That's a big expense, particularly for smaller water providers, and it could be why small utilities lag far behind larger utilities when it comes to the percent of water lost to leaks, says Chris Woodka, Issues Management Program Coordinator for the Southeastern Colorado Water Conservancy District.
At the request of a state lawmaker, I looked into that and found that larger utilities have very sophisticated ways of finding leaks in their systems. As a consequence, large water users in the state, they were anywhere from, I would say, 6 to 8% at maximum in terms of water loss. In these smaller systems, you may find leak rates up to 15 to 20%. In a large system, you can dedicate specific people to doing nothing but tracking down leaks. In a small water utility, a leak that happens in that system would depend on somebody reporting it, and it may be months, years before you found out that you had a leak.
Smart meter technology is being used by some utilities to let customers know if they have a leak. Fort Collins is able to share up-to-the-minute data with customers to help them identify leaks and cut back on waste. Nationwide, water providers are looking to use similar technology to help them gather data on water loss with a view to plugging the leak on billions of gallons being lost every year. One thing seems clear. If Colorado wants to meet its goal to conserve a minimum of 130 billion gallons of water a year by 2050, water managers are going to have to use all the tools and data available to keep treated water in the pipes. For Connecting the Drops and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Hanalee Myers.
Connecting the Drops is a collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio stations and the Colorado Foundation for Water Education. Find out more at yourwatercolorado.org. Support for this piece is provided by CoBank, a national cooperative bank, helping to provide financing solutions for rural water systems. Learn more at cobank.com.